inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It's brought to you by Durant's Party Rental. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is Thursday and always busy in the world of gossip. You are so in tune to all this stuff. What's going on?
All right, let's start off with the college admissions scam. Of course, we still have stories coming out on that. Lori Loughlin was let go from Hallmark today, and her daughter, Olivia Jade, is losing a lot of endorsement deals, too. Sephora has dropped her. Tresemme just also cut ties with her, too. But then she had a page also, a clothing brand called Princess Polly that is no longer active. So she's taking a hit with all her social media stuff and all the money she was making right now.
Yeah, she's a freshman at USC. Of course, she got in under questionable circumstances.
Yep.
She's spending a spring break on a top USC official's yacht, Rick Caruso, who chairs the university board of trustees, also a very good friend of her dad's. And Caruso is one of the country's largest privately owned real estate companies.
Wow.
So old Rick's got a little, he's got a little questioning too. He's going to be grilled on this also.
Oh yeah, they're in the Bahamas on spring break. She was with her friends because, you know, that's why she went to college, because it was for that whole experience.
Feel bad because if she didn't know what was going on, a lot of these kids didn't know what was going on, so I don't really want to jump ugly with them.
Right, but some knew, I think. And now Lori Loughlin's daughters, I guess, have withdrawn from USC. They are in fear of bullying if they go back to school, so they're done, it looks like. So another scandal too, Empire's Jussie Smollett, he pled not guilty today. He was in court.
Yeah, pled not guilty to 16 counts of disorderly conduct. Next court date is on April 17th. He posted a $100,000 bond to get free.
Man, it's only March. You know, at the end of the year, I always do the top scandals of the year. And as I said, it's only March. We've got something else going on. And this includes the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio Umansky, you know, he has a real estate company. Well, he is facing a federal lawsuit right now, being sued for fraud in a $32 million Malibu mansion deal. He always looked a little shady to me. Rosario Dawson has confirmed that she is dating Cory Booker.
Yeah, Cory Booker, the junior senator from New Jersey since 2013, is a former mayor of Newark, and he's running for president next year. So they're a hot little couple.
Whoopi Goldberg, she surprised her co-host on The View today. She showed up. They weren't expecting her to be back so soon, because remember, she almost died.
Yeah, Whoopi had pneumonia in both lungs.
Yeah.
She was sepsis.
Yep.
Things were looking pretty bleak for her a couple of weeks ago, but looks like she's getting back up on her feet.
And finally, Real Housewives of New Jersey's Joe Giudice. He's officially out of federal prison, but he's now in ICE custody.
He just finished up his 41-month sentence for fraud and tax evasion. So the next step is to hang out with ICE. They're going to determine whether he'll be deported back to Italy or not. So that decision should be coming shortly.
And his wife, Teresa Giudice, said on the reunion show that if Joe is deported to Italy, she's not going with him, and that will be it for their marriage. Of course, we've already seen her out with a much younger guy. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5tic.com.